Hey everyone, this is a special bonus mini episode. Part of the Patreon that we set up is, I believe it's two and above. You can send in questions and have me and Alex do a special bonus episode where we'll answer them in our special brand of entertainment here. I've got the first month's submissions in. I believe it resets tomorrow because it'll be the start of May. I've got a few questions here. There was a couple of them from Jacob Sneck and Scrubby that are related to Swole Quest. So, 2 weeks after the second episode of Swole Quest went up, we'll have Swole Quest 3, and I'll answer those on that one. We're going to go with the first question here, Alex. All right, this one's from Sean Dunsmore.
Oh, that guy again, huh?
Yeah, made us sing a Steven Universe song. And his question is, how would Alex get away with murder?
going for that question already. Okay, well, it's all about location of the crime.
Let's say, just for this question, location is a tropical paradise, like you're in Jamaica, man.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
You went on a cruise and you ended up in Jamaica.
Who am I murdering? Is it, like, a family member? Is it, like, my spouse? Is it, like, a native? Because who you kill and where you kill them all ties in. Example, like, say a foreigner, say if I got murdered in Jamaica, people wouldn't care as much as if I died there because I'm just some random tourist. It's all about, like, the context, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let's say you go on a cruise, you go to Jamaica, man, and you go and you murder your sister. How do you get away with it?
How would I get away with it? Let's see. Well, considering the person my sister is, I would just set the crime up in a way that looked like she had a drug deal gone bad and a bunch of the locals just murdered her out of not paying them enough money.
I had that happen, my older brother, someone came up and was like, hey, man, you want to buy some weed?
Yo, Jamaica's actually, you're giving me a really easy setup, actually. If someone, with someone who's has so much roots in just that awful side of humanity as my sister out in Jamaica, that'd be the easiest shit ever. As much of a Ted Bundy as I sound right now, I'm just answering the question. I'm not insane, okay, I swear.
Okay. Here, we'll test both our morals with this next question. This one comes in from Lane, and he asks, if there were two guys on the moon and one killed the other with a rock, would that be fucked up or what?
Well,
so Alex, if you were on the moon, how would you kill another man? Would you kill him with a rock? Would that be fucked up? See, well, murder on the moon,
it's only fucked up. Things are only screwed up based on what society, like, deems is fucked up. There's a society on the moon. It's only the person with the rock that makes the laws, and he decided that killing the other man was okay.
I mean, Alex, here's the other thing we're also not considering. The moon is a fucking hologram. It's not real.
I thought it was made of cheese.
The moon is fucking fake, alright? Just like, the Earth is hollow, the moon is hollow. If the moon was real, that would be hollow.
No, fuck you, Ted. The Earth's fucking flat, you piece of shit.
My favorite interpretation is there's the round Earth, the flat Earth, and the bad 3D model of a dinosaur Earth. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't, actually. What?
It's like an N64 model taken from Turok 64, but they reskinned it with the planet Earth.
Why?
That's what it is. Shake up, wake up, sheeple.
Okay. All right.
So this one. All right. So I'm bringing this one back because I'm coming at it from a different angle. I will concede you were correct before. But
ooh.
Professor Ben asks, would you rather sleep in a bed with two dead cats or 20 live mice? Now, here's how we're changing it up. You have to... All right, so if you sleep in a bed with 20 live mice, you can wrap yourself up like a caterpillar and keep the mice out because you're wrapped up in your blanket. But if you have to sleep with the dead cats, they have to be under your blanket with you. Now which one do you go with?
How dead are the cats? I have to ask this again.
They're decomposing for a while. You know, they've got the bad smell. Your blanket would have to be over your head. But also, like, the mice can still, like, crawl all over you and, like, sneak in the blanket if you're not wrapped up.
That's the thing. Again, I said it before, and I'll say it again. Two dead cats is easier to sleep with than 20 live mice. And you know what? Everything out of the window. simple facts. The 20 live mice are going to be crawling around on you, so it's going to be harder to sleep. Done.
But Alex, what about the smell of the cats? Like, how are you supposed to fall asleep with that?
That's fine. People sleep out in the street, Tad. People sleep in the sewer.
You're fine with the smell of dead cats?
If I had the choice between that or 20 live mice, I would do it. It's really easy to pick, because even if they're smelly, even if they're dead, they're at least dead. They're not going to move and crawl and scratch at your balls or something when you're sleeping. They're not gonna bite you and maybe give you fucking diseases. I mean, you might get diseases from hanging out with corpses all too long, but it's just two dead cats. And you can pluck, you can push them under the covers by your feet. You know, who cares? Your feet already stink. Whatever. And you can clean your sheets. You can shower. That's fine. But you're going to have bite marks all over you. All from all those fucking little 20, what was it? It's mice, right? Not rats, right? Mice?
It's 20 live mice, like field mice.
No.
Without any diseases.
Fuck the mices. You're not going to have those crawl over your body. They're going to poop everywhere, too. And that's even worse. Like, that's bad. Easily two dead cats. Done.
I guess I didn't consider the poop situation.
How did you not? Mice poop all the time.
I don't know. I guess I thought just like, oh, one night, mice won't poop everywhere. Boy, I was wrong. I ever tell you about the time in my kitchen, it smelled really, really bad. We thought it was a sewer with a septic system. And then I looked in one of the disused drawers and there was a mouse skeleton.
I remember that story.
All right. So, here's another one. This one's from Morwin. This is for both of us. What is the most degenerate thing you've ever participated in that you're willing to admit on the podcast? The definition of degenerate in this case is up to both of you.
Okay, well, that's a pretty shitty question, considering the very first episode was unintentional gay homestuck role-playing by Tad, and then just a couple
that's
episodes
true.
Ago, I had the whorehouse story. Like, there you go, done. No, I'll go worse for you. Just to make it better. And plus, he might have asked that before the whorehouse episode came out, so I'll be fair to that. But, here, let's go you first, because I'm curious myself, because you actually don't tell me about this kind of shit.
Pretty much, like, I already told mine with gay homestuck role-playing. Like that's really, like, there might be something if I dig deeper, but I probably don't want to share that on a fucking public podcast. So, Alex, so do you just want to leave it at the Sherry's Ranch? Did this guy just waste his question this month?
Well, let's see. Like, it's specifically that I've done, right?
Yeah, or participated in.
Yeah, because, like...
Have you ever been a part of something that's like, okay, what the fuck's happening here?
Well, let's see. Outside of being in the Star Fox forums, like, my big first internet community that I was a part of, that one was pretty degenerate because, like I mentioned in the previous episode, it's split between people... Like N_GameMaster64 and Jonathan Dirkfer. Like, you're either in the good crowd or the really, really bad one. And, because, like, I've seen plenty of weird-ass, like, porn and shit, but, like, again, from my perspective, it's not really all that bad, because obviously I liked it. Honestly, that I've done and participated in, I'm just gonna kind of go with Sherry's Ranch, because I went to a fucking whorehouse, dude. Like, dude, come on.
Yeah, so, Professor Ben, yeah, I guess, better luck next time.
I'll give you an entire episode for your question, because I've been wanting to do a Starbucks episode for a while, so look forward to that. There, I'll make it feel
good. We did
good.
One before, but we ended up dumping it.
Because it was just low quality, because again, we were still new with the thing, we didn't know what to do. But now we got this shit.
Alright, so this is the last question, because like I said, there were a few other ones that are related to Swole Quest that, neither one of us can answer on our own.
Pretty much.
This one's from Trey Troy. How does the sudden surge of subscribers and listeners make you feel about the podcast? Are you happy to continue to produce it? So, Alex, you don't do shit to produce the podcast.
Hey, I edited an episode once, and I'm the one who created all of our mascot characters and fan art. You're welcome.
All right, Alex, how do you feel, huh? How do you feel?
When we were first making this, and by we, I mean him... I was minding my own business, much as I usually do when my friends talk to me. And he comes up to me and says, hey, let's make a podcast. And I'm like, that's stupid. And he's like, come on, it'll be great. And I'm like, no, that you just listened to like 4 episodes of The Dollop in that last podcast on the left, and now you're inspired. Get your stupid shit out of here. And he's like, what do you know about making anything, you fat piece of shit? Even though I'm not fat. You're like, fuck you. You have to do this. You're a terrible friend. And I'm like, you'll never make it, Tad. You're going to have like 10 views and kill yourself. And you're like, fuck you, we're doing it. And I'm like, sigh. I roll my eyes and say, fine, let's shut him up. And then we did it. And now we're... And I was wrong.
Yeah. I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time, Alex?
He forced me to do it. I thought I didn't believe in him. And he proved me wrong. This podcast was really successful and I regret everything. I'm sorry.
Ah, feels good, don't it?
Shut your fucking mouth.
So me... when I made the podcast, I think I didn't even put it up on YouTube for a while. I put it up on, like, Tindeck and, like, SoundCloud. And then SoundCloud's like, hey, give us $15 a month. And I'm like, hey, fuck you. Because I ain't going to do that shit because I can only have 2 hours worth of audio. And then Tindeck was a garbage website.
That only Homestuckers and now Undertale fans use.
Yeah, Undertale Audio Erotica. Let me tell you about Tiny Sands. But... I had
that's
up on
just
those,
everything we did. We ironically listened to a bunch of Homestuck audio porn.
That's right. We went off the deep end.
Yeah, well, that was pretty good.
That was Brazilian Feferi X Jade. But, like, when I made the show, I'm like, hey, I need to do something in the 2 weeks coming up to fucking Homestuck's finale last year. Who we? Boy. Gee whiz, that sure was fun. And I'm like, hey, why don't I make a podcast? I tossed around a whole bunch of ideas. I was like, the whole format was like, I had like 7 different ideas for how I wanted to handle it. And eventually I'm just like, hey, let's just tell stories. And then I'll complain about Homestuck at the end to someone for like 1 to 3 uninterrupted minutes. It was just like a thing for me to do because I was getting antsy. And I'm like, I want to make something that people will like. And I expected because like I've said before, and this is still true to this day, no one I know in real life actually listens to the podcast. No one on Revival has listened to it. Well, Tim has, I think. Tim has listened to a few of them. But no one else that I know has listened to every episode of the podcast. They'll listen to like maybe 2.
To be fair, most of your friends are in your podcast, so we don't have a reason to listen to ourselves after we just made the damn thing.
See, I listen to every episode 3 times over. Because I have to edit them.
You also read Homestuck like 4 times. Like, you just put in more work for things that don't need that much work for no reason.
Just like Revival. But I expected, you know, I didn't expect a lot of people to listen to it just because, like, the content. But then, you know, I think the first big episode was the Neopets one. Yeah, the first episode was really funny. I don't know if we'll ever redo it. The way that we did it was very bad. You know, it didn't turn out very good. But, yeah. I like it. It's fun. It's I don't know how long I'll be able to keep doing the podcast because I will eventually be going to med school, but that's not going to be for like another 2 to 3 years. And even then, like the first year of med school isn't too intensive, but I know at a certain point I'm going to have to like either stop the podcast or hand over the editing and producing to someone else just because I literally won't have the time. But, like, that's way in the future. You know, that's way down the line.
Like, I'm going anywhere. I don't have any... I don't do shit.
Who? But, yeah, it's fun. I like this podcast. All 3 of them.
And I actually enjoy it, too, and I didn't expect to.
I edit Revival. It takes about 6 times the amount of time and effort, and about less than 1/10 of the people listen to it. So that's pretty fun. I'm glad that's a thing.
You should probably
I don't blame them because it's not... The first, like, if I listened to Revival and I listened to that first episode, I would have been like, nah, fam, this audio is garbage. And I mean, it's good now. I swear, it's good. Anyway, so just a few questions for the first month. There's a lot of backers on Patreon right now. There's like 26 fucking people.
Which is a lot considering our content. We have like, what, 5, almost 6K subs now? Like, again, it's not a gigantic number, but considering what I said earlier about how I said he's only gonna have like 10 listeners, it's a lot more than I ever expected us to get.
Yeah, eat shit, Alex.
Hey, look.
But yeah, next month, everyone that's $2 and up will be able to submit a question. So this will probably be a much longer episode then. We're going to have a whole bunch of extra stuff. But for now, that'll do it for this bonus one. There'll still be an episode coming out on Wednesday. So we'll see you guys then.